Are there dimensions of life beyond this one and before this one? Are there dimensions of life beyond this one and before this one? Philosophers are curious about this question. They're curious about the question not because they're curious, is there an eternal life? Is this a dimension of the allness of life? Are we able to be aware of dimensions of life? That's not the question. The question is it important to know of yesterday and tomorrow when we question what is the value of today? What is the value of today? We can visualize that this perhaps is a dimension in time and space. And of course, scientists want to tell us that there is no time and there is no space. But this is the dimension in time and space. And they say that this dimension is only an illusion. It's a passing illusion. It's like playing a game of chess or playing a game of cards or playing a child's game. There's no reality to it except the delight that we have in playing the game. Are there dimensions of life beyond this one or before this one? If there are, wonderful. If there are not, wonderful. The only question we ask ourselves and the only answer we want to give to ourselves is, now is the only time there is. Now and here is the only time there is. This is the only place that we live. Now, are we going to spend our time living on this place and thinking about what are the good qualities of living on this plane? What are the values of living on this plane? What is our purpose of living on this plane? And, of course, philosophers teach continuously, the purpose of our life is to be ourselves and to have fun. Now, having fun, that we can all sort of aware ourselves of and be aware of it a little bit, having fun, but what does being ourselves mean? What does it mean to be ourselves? Does it mean that we live by the values of other people? Does it mean that we live harmonious with all of life because we are all of life? Or does it mean truly and more succinctly that we are the creator of our world and that our world is what we create with our thought? And when we are happy with our world, when we are content with our world, when we are untouched by the world about us, and we live in this consciousness of the inner self that we are, then truly we are living the most glorious life anyone could ever want. Regardless of the dimensions of time and space before and after this one, regardless of the infinitude of time and space that we're learning to recognize in the infinity of all, the only thing that matters is to be ourselves. Now, that's the big question. Who am I? Who are you? What is it to be ourselves? What is it to know who we are? What is it to know why we are here? What is it to know what is our purpose in being here? Our purpose in being here is to be ourselves and to have fun. Now, can you be yourself and have fun? Do you know who yourself is? Have you ever sat in quiet stillness and said to yourself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is all that matters. I know that I know that I know I am the allness of the universe. I know that I know that I know I like me. I know that I know that I know I am peace. I know that I know that I know everything I do brings joy out of my heart into my world and a smile into everyone's life. Because I do not want anything from anyone. I merely give all that I am, and I give from an endless capacity to give. I give from an endless capacity to share and to tell the world how wonderful it is. To share and tell the world what a glorious place it is. What is the value of today? The value of today is to say, I like me. The value of today is to say, I like my creation. That's you. That's all about me. The value of today is to say that this is a grand and glorious world. It's a world filled with all that is good and beautiful. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is only this moment right now. And if I allow myself to think about yesterday in any grand and glorious way, or think about tomorrow as a possibility, what am I doing? I am not living in the now. I am not living this moment saying, I like me. I like this world. I like what I've created. Every person in this world I created. And I look at them and I say, you're good and very good. You're wonderful and very wonderful. I look at every man, woman, and child, every animal, every plant, every object of creation, and I have created them all. And I say to each one, you are good and very good. You have one purpose in life, and that's to be yourself and have fun. And I am going to tell you who you are, and I'm going to tell you how it is to have fun. When I say to you who you are, I am saying, you are all. You are the purity of life. You are the goodness of life. You are the totality of life. You are me, and you are all. And I love you. Yes, I love you. You're my creation. And because of that, and for that reason alone, you love me. I love you and you love me. I love you in everything that you do, and you love yourself in everything that you do, and you love me and you love all that your creation is. And it's a grand and a glorious creation. It's a full and dynamic creation. It's a creation of purest love. Are there dimensions of life beyond this one and before this one? Oh, how well we might ask that question. And if we found the answer, and we found that there are a billion zillion befores and a billion zillion afters and an infinite number that we cannot even begin to count before and afters, what would it say to us? It merely say, life is eternal. It merely say, we have an opportunity to start right now being the kind of person we want to be. We have the opportunity to start right now being the love that we want to be, being the joy that we want to be, being the magic that we want to be. Is it important to know of yesterday's and tomorrow's? If you wish. But what is really important is, what is the value of today? Today is new. Today is fresh. Today is magic. Today is wonder. And today I live. I live in the presence of my inner awareness that says, all is good and very good. I live in the presence of my inner awareness that says, this is a divine universe. And all is good and very good. And as I live in this awareness, I say to myself again and again and again, that is all that matters. That's all that ever will matter. And that's all that ever can matter. Join with me in this awareness that are there dimensions of time and space beyond and before this one? Is it important to know of yesterday and tomorrow? What is the value of today? And the value of today is to live now in the allness that I am and the allness that you are. And the allness it is, and say all is good and very good. And it's important for me to know, and important for you to know, and important for us to know. I love you. I love you. I love you.